And suddenly the last weekend of qualifying play begins at Rugby World Cup 2015. And on the famous turf of St James's Park in Newcastle upon Tyne, New Zealand meets Tonga.
For the Scotland and South African game, we didn't have tickets, but we still wanted to experience all the excitement and everything, so went across to the fan zone, which is just outside of the stadium, and it was wonderful. Loads of food and drink and thousands of people all mixed together, all the different teams, the supporters. The atmosphere was fantastic, and it was all just for people who couldn't get a ticket to watch the game live. And at the same time, you could hear behind you the actual live game and the 50-odd thousand supporters cheering from the stadium.
When we went to the fan zone, that was a fantastic experience because there was all sorts of different supporters there mixing together, and it was nothing but happiness, and everybody was cheering each other, and there was a wonderful feeling to be among so many different supporters.
We were lucky enough to get tickets for the New Zealand Tonga game, so we came across to Newcastle and there was different supporters on the bus. Brilliant atmosphere, and when we hit Newcastle, all the banners, the streamers, the streets were full of all different nationalities. The atmosphere was wonderful. People from all over the world, all they could say was how lovely Newcastle was, how happy the Geordies were, how friendly, how kind. They were really happy to be in Newcastle, and we were so happy to meet them. It all added to the atmosphere of going to see two world famous rugby teams in a wonderful stadium.
Pass away to Milner Scudder, and a lot of space. He's got Carter with him. Milner Scudder. Lono, he's going to do it. It is wonderful game for the All Blacks. Lono gets the try.
I was sitting next to many supporters of the New Zealand All Blacks, but one man in particular became very emotional when I told him how honoured we were to be watching and to be given the opportunity to see the world champion New Zealand team, his team, in our hometown, and how it was bringing together people from all different nations all over the world for the love of rugby.